Blog Talk Radio.
Rap Sugar Radio, premiere, twisting internet radio. Listen here, you're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio, premiere. Twisting internet radio, listen here. You're rocking the best Thursday night on air. Urban music, culture, lifestyle, yeah. BrownSugarRadio.com. Every Thursday, keep your internet on. Brown Sugar Radio is the premier choice in internet radio. You're rocking with the best every Thursday night. Live in urban music, culture, and lifestyle. That's right, www.brownsugarradio.com. Come on, keep your internet on.
Brown Sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar, brown sugar radio.
Keep your internet on.
Brown sugar, brown sugar. Brown Sugar, Brown Sugar Radio.
BROWNSUGA. Go run and tell the DJ. Hitting the Vegas and hitting worldwide. Brown Sugar Radio is all the way live. Let's shake the world. Good night.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Here we are, Tuesday night, holding it down on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, I just want to say that I am just, y'all know my word, excited! This is going to be an awesome segment tonight as we chop it up and we discuss the controversial issue that's taking place in Oakland. And, you know, I wanted to kind of break it on down a bit because, you know, one thing about the racial profiling, I truly believe that it has stirred up a tremendous amount of grief, you know, and a lot of concern with the new rules that were implemented in Arizona, you know. And I know that I'm from the AZ, and I can understand where a lot of, you know, Hispanics or any other type of, you know, people that, any type of non-natives, you know, that join, you know, the cross fields or that come through on Brown Sugar Radio or that come through, you know, anywhere in the United States. How you can be an immigrant, they were mistaking you to be an immigrant. And that's not something that you want. You don't want to get that reputation of being profiled just because you fit a certain, quote-unquote, criteria according to what maybe law enforcement may be looking into. And so, you know, my whole thing tonight, this is going to be a juicy, juicy topic. I have a guest co-host I'm waiting to join me. Many of you who checked out the Alicia Keys shows we did, Miss Red was coming through, and she'll be back again tonight as we discuss the, you know, topic, the heavy-hitting topic for tonight, which is, have you been a victim of racial profiling? And what actually led to this was a personal experience that I have actually ran into with a close friend of mine, as well as actually another experience from my co-host tonight that she's going to actually talk about. And then also, too, now what's going on with this case that I think is just absolutely ridiculous. It's crazy. I don't know how many of you have been following up on the trial that's taking place with this officer in Oakland, California, all right, the Oscar Grant case. How many of you have been following that? I mean, it's crazy. It's bananas. You know what I'm saying? I just really, really think, for those of you who don't know what's going on, I'm going to share some light on the topic, but I just think that, man, you know, what an awful predicament to be in. And I want to talk about what happened that night on New Year's Day on 2009, okay, and we'll certainly get into, you know, your own personal, you know, situations that you may have ran across. Welcome, 6-4, and is it Gerald Runnels Show? Thank you so much for joining us tonight as we discuss this issue that is not a pleasant topic, but certainly it's a reality, and I want to go over that this evening. Now, apparently what ended up happening was that an officer by the name of, I think it's Johans, Massaro had actually had an ungunned young man by the name of Oscar Grant. At the time, he was 22 years old, all right? And he had him laying face down in an Oakland train platform, okay? And there's photos. I mean, if you Google it, it's just all over the place, all right? It's ridiculous. And the case, jurors are in deliberation, okay, actually, as we speak. And what's going on, you'll see videos all over the web. You'll see photos. People that actually witnessed this, this is what I think is stupid, that the officer would have done something. And here people are, with this day and age, we can record, you know, with our cell phones. I mean, there's so much technology that's out there. Now, mind you, that the cop, okay, Johans, he's stating that he accidentally pulled out his pistol instead of his stunt gun, okay, and he killed and actually shot the young man, Oscar Grant, in the back, all right? Now, this is my whole ordeal. We're going to back up a little further. It was witnesses that actually said they heard Oscar Grant pleading with the cop and begging him, please don't tase me, don't tase me, you know, please don't tase me with your gun. I have a four-year-old daughter, were what some of the witnesses were actually saying. So then the cop still pulls out his dad gun, what he thinks is his tase gun, and actually shoots him with a real gun? Come on now. That's ridiculous. If someone's pleading with you, and they're working with you, and they're cooperating, why the heck would you pull out a dadgone tase gun, a real gun, a play gun, a stunt gun? Why would you do that? You know, so I have no mercy for this officer whatsoever. Now, peep this. This is the funny part. Now, according to reports, this officer, Johans Massaro, is accordingly hiding out. They've been actually moving him around from state to state. He's been logging in under, you know, unidentified names, you know, in order to live because he's received death threats and all kind of stuff. Let me tell y'all something, okay? If this police officer gets off, so to speak, okay, and the reason I use the word gets off because that's exactly how America will look at it as, all right? Especially after, you know, this case has been reviewed over and over and over again, and the DA calls it pretty clear a homicide, all right, after reviewing the tapes and whatnot. If he gets off, do you know it'll be a Rodney King 2 up in this mug? Okay? Oakland don't play. I know Oakland don't play. I know the Bay Area don't get stupid. All right? So some type of measure has to be taken. I understand it. In his mind it may have been a mistake, but guess what? We can never get this young man's life back, never. Now, mind you, okay, I want to also let you know that Oscar Grant's family filed a $25 million wrongful death suit, okay, on this particular officer, okay, and on the police department, and I don't blame him for that, all right? I don't blame him one daggone minute. So as we're following the developments of this case, all right, and we are, you know, just kind of watching and waiting to see what happens, certainly, you know, we just got to continue to watch the developments in this case because this is just utterly ridiculous. It don't make no sense, okay? And this is my thing. Now, the reason I had this show, have you been a victim of racial profiling, all right, is because it seems like it's just happening too casually now, all right? We don't have that sense of urgency anymore where we need to correct things that law enforcement or anyone, for that matter. I'm not only talking about cops, okay, because I have a girlfriend that the other day, she told me that she had an issue in regards to going to a high-end store, okay? She was in Neiman Marcus, and she said that the lady followed her around as if she was going to steal something. Now, come on now, all right? This doesn't make any kind of sense whatsoever. 6-4, I do like your comment in the chat room. I want to go ahead and share that with the listeners that may not be in the chat room. All of you don't log in, and that's fine. I know we have listeners that tune in via Facebook. But I like what you're saying in regards to your comment and you stating that I feel like if you're a minority, you're going to get racial profiled some way or another, on a normal basic, it might not be racial profiling as far as driving or an incident that's obvious, but you get racial profiled blindsided a lot of times, okay? Like at your job when you're trying to get a job. They follow you in Walmart all the time in Virginia, so that's where you're from, okay? All right, big ups to Virginia, hey? And Gerald, wherever you're from, big ups to where you at. Like I said, thank you. I do, you know, want to say that I do enjoy each and every single one of you taking time out tonight to join me with this controversial topic. And I just get furious, you know, when I see things like this because I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. So my thing, I just want to say that I am just at a point where we have to do something. We truly have to do something, okay? And we have to put down, okay, you're in Dallas. That's what's up. All right, thank you, Gerald. Okay, Gerald, have you experienced any racial profiling or have you experienced any family members or anyone of that nature? Beautiful butterfly, hey, that's what's up. Okay, where is the NCAAP at? You know what? That is an excellent question. 6-4, are you talking in regards to where are they at with this case for Oscar Grant? I just actually, I'm going to be totally honest, just actually started heavily following the case and gaining information. I can get back to you on that. I have not heard at this time where they're located, all right? Or if they're even involved with this particular issue. But I, like I said, I do know the family is suing $25 million. So, I mean, you just, a life, a human being, that is something you just can never get back, you know? And I just think that it's ridiculous that this officer, I don't know what he's thinking. Like I said, he's hiding, he's going around from place to place. And it's sad. It's really sad, okay? So I'm from Las Vegas, 6-4. That's where I'm holding it down from right now. Okay, Gerald, yes, you do. You said, of course, you experienced it. Let me know what's one of the examples. Beautiful Butterfly, same thing with you. If you could share with us in the chat room or if you'd like to call in, you're welcome to. The call-in number is 646-716-8697. And so tonight, as we discuss, you know, have you been a victim of racial profiling? Now, this is one of the things that really hurts me about Arizona, with them having the new immigration laws and so forth. You know, we have had such artists like Pitbull, you know, that they come from a Hispanic nationality, actually say they refuse to come to Arizona, you know, and they feel like this is an issue that is heavily weighing and that is prejudging them and that, you know, no one wants to be pulled aside and say, hey, do you have your green card on you, you know? So I can certainly feel and understand why they would, you know, be upset about this. You know, don't pull me over just because I may fit a certain criteria that you feel, okay, that you feel I'm guilty of. I'm being misjudged, you know, and that is not something that is appropriate whatsoever at all. So I am going to, it's 15 minutes at the hour, and my co-host, I need to give her a call. I don't want to lose her. What's going on? We have, is it Brown Freckles? Hey, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Thank you for tuning in tonight because we are sitting here putting it out there, all right, and letting it be known that we do have a problem in America with racial profiling. And we're talking about, at this time, the Oscar Grant case. I'll fill you in briefly. It was a police officer that was in Oakland, California, New Year's Day 2009, actually laid out a 22-year-old male, put him on his stomach, okay, had his hands behind his back, pushed him to the ground in a train station, and the man begged him, okay, he begged him, please, don't tase me, I have a 4-year-old daughter. He was saying, don't tase me, not don't shoot me, and the officer pulled out a gun and shot him in the back. All right, claiming he mistakenly thought it was his taser gun. All right, what y'all think about that? I mean, I understand mistakes happen, but dag nagged, you can never get or replace a human life. Never. Never, ever, ever. So I'm going to take a quick break. Y'all keep it locked. Don't go nowhere because I got to find out where's my guest co-host, Miss Red at. I think she's running a little behind schedule tonight. Whew. All right, well, let me find out where she is. Y'all definitely don't go nowhere. Keep it locked, and we'll be right back.
Everybody cheat, right?
Nobody else but you. You sexy as hell, but you know my girlfriend too. She say things about you, like how you's a freak and I, how you do things she never. I never get the pleasure because of the morning after, the shame she would feel inside, the lecture I'd have to sit through, how her mama raised her right. Both rock different hairdos, but y'all kind of look alike. I know the way I can tell it sounds wrong, but it feels so right.
Girl, girl,
I'm cheating on my
girl.
I'm cheating on my
girl.
More than my girl, while she keeps the business pulse. She dressed warm in the summer, while you don't wear any clothes. Remembering the other day, a dozen of the long stem roses. You told me never ever send roses, you would rather me send them to the other. And then you took off your clothes. You asked me who I wanted, the nasty one, I suppose. We tussled into the moonlight, a break from my everyday world. I fell asleep with my love affair and woke up next to my girl. Yeah, yeah.
Girl,
I'm cheating with my
girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl,
I'm cheating on my
girl.
Tell me, am I cheating on you? When I'm thinking about you, it's all you. Even when it's not, it's still you. Weekend with disguises, an act that I'll do. It's all cool, it's us too, it's all rules. Let it be an interlude, a song, serenade. A secret we don't say, and only we relay. See, we should meet up a certain time, certain place. Where that certain something that a situation lay.
I love it when we play our games, pretending we're two different people, switching up the images and how we say our names. Okay, you'll be Veronica, and me, I'm some kind of a womanizer. Who replies, I'll respond to ya. You can call me Bill, nothing is kept as real. We both arriving at a spot, driving separate wheels. We chat a little, have a few drinks, then it's back at your place, which is yours and mine. Rub me down and pour some wine.
Girl,
cheating on my
girl,
with my
girl,
said I'm cheating.
All right, everybody. We back in action. Back in action. Hey, had to take a quick little pause there before we get heated and fired up tonight on Are You a Victim of Racial Profiling? And so now at this time, I'd like to welcome to the show my homegirl, Miss Red, is in the building. What's happening, Miss Red?
Well, how you doing, Miss Brown Sugar? Listen, I'm sorry about that, but I'm here now, and I'm ready to, speak to the people, and we want to hear something back, some feedback, you know.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you have access, Ms. Red, to a computer, certainly you could join us in our chat room. The chat room is on fire tonight as we have many voicing their opinions on tonight's topic. And one comment that was made is that, you know, no one really cares about racial profiling until it happens to them or someone they love. And I think that's a really, really good point that they made. Yes, 6-4 in the chat room brought that up. And so that's a good point, you know. And also to another comment is, yes, it's called unity, and we don't have that. Everyone is out for themselves. So certainly. I was going over the case with Oscar Grant. I know you're familiar with it, in Oakland, California. And I was just kind of shedding some light a little bit on the updates of the case. And actually, the jury, they weren't able to deliberate because one of the jurors got sick. So we haven't reached a verdict yet. But what do you think about this police officer stating he thought it was a tase gun? You know, he thought it was his taser and not his actual gun.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Miss Brown Sugar, they know the difference in a gun and a play gun, okay? The police going to make up all kind of excuses for why they draw their guns on a black man, okay? And because, you know, I just encountered a situation with my son-in-law, and he was in my car, and him and his my daughter, which is his fiance, and his newborn son, a month old, and they were driving down the street because on this particular day they were moving into their new apartment. Okay. And I let him use, and I let them use my car to make this transition. And while he was driving down the street, all this derived from road rage. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another man had jumped over in front of him and cut him off suddenly, where he had to slam on the brakes. And he had, you know, his child in the back seat, which is a newborn, like I said, a month old. And he was, I guess he was trying to get over into the turning lane, and he had to cross over in front of him, but he did it suddenly. Now, if you are a good driver, okay, you will slow your vehicle down to get behind a car, not speed up to jump over in front of them. All right.
Exactly. So
he was upset for that, and he flicked the man off, okay? And I guess the man must have took down the license plate number, and he called it in to the police that he had a gun. So he fabricated this lie, okay, that he had a gun, and he pulled the gun out on him and held him down to the ground.
Wow.
Hold the gun on him and had him down to the ground, okay? So I guess the police believe in his story. They, followed my daughter and him to the store. They made a stop at the liquor store. And when they pulled up in the liquor store driveway, the police pulled out guns. It was, she said it was about 10 police cars.
What?
Ten police cars for one person. And
that don't make no daggone sense.
All of them was white except one. Okay, and she said that they pulled out guns on them, like they were bank robbers or criminals or, you know, something.
Girl,
like
shut
that.
Up!
You know,
shut up! Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. And you know, this young man, you know, he doesn't have any, you know, tickets or warrants or anything like that. So they pulled
him
out of the car. They pulled him out, told him to turn the ignition off, pulled him out the car. You know how they do it. Put your hands up, told him to put his shirt up. So, you know, they handcuffed him, and they put him in the back seat of a police car. And then,
oh, my goodness.
So they questioned them right there and asked them, where the gun at? Where the gun at? I know you got a gun. Somebody called us and told us that you had a gun, and you pulled a gun out on them, and you held them up with a gun. And he was, but my daughter was so upset and so hysterical. She was like, "We don't have no gun. Don't nobody have no gun here like that, right?" And the police officer told her to just shut up. Nobody's talking to you. Are you going to be put in the back seat with him? You know, in the police car. You'll be going to jail too, like that, right?
Wow.
Knowing that they got a baby sitting in the back seat of the car. And they have told them to turn the ignition off. Here it is, 108 degrees outside. We all know that a baby can cook, any child can cook in a car less than 3 minutes. Okay?
That's right. That's right.
All right. With 108 degrees outside. All right. So there's no air conditioning going because they told them to turn off the ignition. And my daughter is telling them, well, I still got my baby in the car. My baby's in the car. And that baby sat in that car for 30 minutes while they
started. Oh, Girl, see, you going to have me ready to fight, girl. Break out the Vaseline. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so that's not only did they degrade them, okay, but they humiliated them too. Now, you as a parent, this is your child. This is your baby. You understand what I'm saying? You seeing your baby sitting in this car and you know it's hot. You see your fiance about to get ready. They arrested him. You decide they got you over here. They got him over here. So they questioning you about who got the gun. I know you got it. He said you. And trying to use reverse psychology on both of them. Okay.
Wow.
Her and said, he said you had the gun. You hid the gun. Then they would go to him and they would tell him, she said, you had the gun. You pulled the gun out on him. She said, but she knew what they were doing, okay? And she told them, nobody have a gun. Nobody never had no gun. And she was like, well, are y'all taking him to jail? What are y'all taking him to jail for? They said, ma'am, because they said we have somebody who identified him. We have a witness that identified him, okay? So now you got somebody that's saying that they can identify him, that they saw him with the gun.
Oh, whatever.
All right, so they bring in, you know, they bring in their witnesses. They went as far as even having the young man to identify him. The young man said, pointed him out and said, yes, that's him. Okay? Now, I said, you know what? I said, now what they did was they took my car. They impounded my car instead of calling me and asking me to come down, you know, to pick up my car because, you know, at least give me fair warning or at least, you know, let me know that, you know, my car is down there and you know, the driver is about to get ready to go to jail or whatever, right? So I'm finding out with my daughter that they towed my car, and I had to go get my car out of the impound, which cost me.
And what happened with the babies? She had to walk home with the baby or what?
Well, they were out. They put them out there, standing out there in the sun.
Okay. Oh, no. A newborn baby. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
Exactly. So my whole point, okay, my whole thing is this. Once they arrested him, they had no probable cause to arrest him right there at the scene because they did not find a gun.
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they going off of a witness that says, yeah, that's him. they going off of a witness or his word against his. So I'm like this. So anybody can say anything about you that they want to say. And
that's crazy.
Can believe, and the police will believe it, and you will go to jail? Is that what you're telling
that's
me this world has come to today?
But you know what, Ms. Red, that's kind of like the same scenario, and I hate to even break it down like this, but when a female, or a male, hell, some men also go through this situation, when they yell rape, nobody was there, nobody knows, and they go and arrest that young man or that young lady. You feel what I'm saying? And then they end up doing time and having a record that they cannot shake, all right? You know, and it's something, it almost seems as if, yes, the law, okay, was made to protect and serve, but dang it, it's also overrated at times, you know, and they do it too much, and they just get too heavily involved, and when they don't have enough evidence, all right, that's why I feel that they use poor judgment, and unfortunately, our society has to pay for it.
Exactly.
And it's not fair, because it's our tax money and dollars that are going to pay for these innocent people that are in jail. All right, well, we can spend that money on building up education, you know, on offering different types of, you know, sponsors or different types of scholarships, whatever, you know, to help build and uplift the community. We're tearing it down by putting innocent people in jail.
That's right.
What kind of sense does that make?
I agree with you 100% because not only did they affect the lives of that brother, but they affected his child's life. They affected his fiance's life. They even affected my life. Okay, so that was a chain reaction. You understand what I'm saying? So you got innocent people that have nothing to do or involved in anything, and it's affecting their lives. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to say this too. Now, once they took that young man to jail and booked him, they booked him, and they booked him under the intent to sell.
What that got to do with somebody showing him a gun like the man lied and said he pulled a gun on him for?
Thank you. Okay. So they booked him in the with the charge of an intent to sell. Not suspicions of a gun or anything like that. They booked him I can't tell you the person's name because that's confidential. But if anybody knows, you can pull up anybody's records. If they've been booked in jail, you can see their charges for what they've been booked for. He have nothing else on there
on his record.
On that copy. But they said that he was intent to sell marijuana.
Oh, see,
marijuana.
That's awful. Awful.
He don't use no drugs. He's a God-fearing man. He's a God-fearing young man. Okay. He don't use no drugs. He's family oriented. All right. And they just took this young man, and I honestly believe this in my heart. Because he was a black, strong, black, young man.
Right.
And they wanted to
Trying to bring a good brother down. That's exactly what it was.
To take him from his family, okay, and enslave him in behind bars.
That's a daggone shame.
Enslave him behind bars. We
Brown Freckles in the chat room says that they had to nail him on something stupid. You know, and they are agreeing with you, saying that this is utterly ridiculous. Yeah, this is ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous. Now listen to this, okay? Since they couldn't get him on the gun charge, they gonna stick a false charge on this young man and try to ruin his life with this charge of intent to sell marijuana, okay? Because they knew that they wasn't supposed to arrest him in the first place.
That's exactly it.
They had to put something on him because they come back with a lawsuit against them for arresting him for no reason, no cause to arrest. Okay.
You got
to
get you a good attorney, okay? I would recommend a good attorney for that young man because that's crazy.
Any good criminal attorneys, please give Brown Sugar the phone number before this radio show.
The end of the segment, yes, in the chat room. All the listeners and any Facebook listeners, certainly you can post it on my wall on Facebook for those of you who are joining us live tonight. Even if you're listening to the archive segment of this show, please, if you know a good attorney, We are actually based out of Las Vegas, but heck, with this particular case, honey, trust me, we'll take any attorney that is authorized to work in the state of Nevada. And, I mean, this is crazy. This is utterly ridiculous. It doesn't make any kind of sense. Ms. Webb, I want to share with you real quick, and then I certainly want to hear some more about your story. Brown Freckles in the chat room was sharing how they were driving through a neighborhood and that they had passed by, I guess some cops were doing checks, you know. They were doing, I'm trying to scroll back up, the chat box keeps moving. Listeners in the chat room, if you can hold your typing just for a hot second. Okay, there it is. Brown Freckles was driving through the hood one time going to, this is what the comment says, okay? I'm going to read it. I was going through the hood one time, going to my sister's house, baby in the back seat, and the police were searching the cars. I had to check my, I had my paycheck in my small beige envelope, and the cop thought it was drugs. Now, how sad is that?
Wow. And he can look
in there. Thank you, Brown Freckles.
And, yes, he, you know what, that's ridiculous. He can look in there and see, he looked in the envelope and saw that there was a check. But the first thing he assumed, because he was black, that he must have some drugs on him. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. See, because that boy, because that young man was black.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All black men, I can't really say, I'll say 98% of black men have been arrested. They have some kind of arrest history. So automatically, they already know, you know, that they got a
fight. Right.
It,
or even if they don't get arrested, they get prejudged. And that's what I have the problem with, you know, that they go through unnecessary measures of trying to prove their innocence. And that's something, you didn't catch the beginning of the segment, but I was sharing how I have a girlfriend of mine who actually is well-established. She has a very good paying job, and she was shopping in Neiman Marcus. And the store clerk was following her all throughout the store as if she was going to steal something. And she said she got so frustrated that she just actually up and left the store because she was just so upset and offended. Like, you know, what, I can't be in here shopping? You know, what makes you think I don't have any money? Because I'm black? That makes you think I'm going to steal something?
Right. And they do,
you know?
I've heard that many times before. I mean, I know it has been done to me. Okay, and it does make you feel uncomfortable. It makes you feel very uncomfortable when somebody is constantly watching you or, you know, following you in a store to see if you can steal something or something like that. Because I know I have a very good job and I can pay for anything that I want. So, you know, when you have that caliber, you know, of a person following you because of the color of your skin, that makes you very uncomfortable. You know, you going right back to you know, the day of slavery, you know, where black people were not allowed to even walk in the store, you know, not allowed to even go in the library, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's that mentality. But I'm going back to the brother that is in, that was arrested. Okay, as I speak, he's still in prison on these charges. Okay. Now, I was trying to say this. That young man is in prison right now for those false charges, okay?
Still? Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
As I speak. All right.
Separated from his family and his newborn child. That is ridiculous.
And
oh, my goodness.
They know what they're doing, okay? It's a conspiracy. All right, and I feel like now, you know, we need to speak up as a race, okay?
Yeah.
We need to speak up as a race. We need to be heard. Like Martin Luther King said, you know, you can't just sit back and just not be heard. You got to let your voice ring. You know, you got to let freedom ring, you know?
Yeah.
So if we lay back and let this continue to happen because we're not doing anything for ourselves as a race. You know, this is an individual thing. And today, because of people's hearts and people's, you know, the way of the world today, people don't care about somebody else's problem. You
yeah.
know, and
that's fair.
Right, that's where we are becoming separated at, you know, as individuals, when we're supposed to be in unity as a race, you know.
That's right,
and
that's right.
It's so sad that, you know, you have all these people in this world that has, you know, that have power and don't know what to do with it.
Mm,
you understand what I'm saying?
That's it. You're absolutely right about that, Ms. Red. Most definitely.
You know,
if you hold that thought, we're actually going to take a quick commercial break. We only have 20 minutes remaining on the segment, but I definitely want to say all the listeners that are coming in to Brown Sugar Radio, tonight is a juicy topic. As we discuss it, I have my guest co-host tonight, Ms. Red, talking about a personal issue that she's actually faced with racial profiling. And then also, too, Brown Freckles, thank you for clearing that up. Brown Freckles wants us to know that she is a female. I think we were saying he earlier. So we apologize for that.
Okay.
Okay, we got you. All right. So we're just going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. But I definitely want to say, do not touch that down. We'll be right back.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your man, Montel Jordan. Right now, you got your station locked on to Brown Sugar Radio. You feel me? The livest urban show on the internet. Holla at your boy.
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? This is Troy Taylor, Songbook Entertainment, and I got my man, Trey Songz.
Yeah.
You know what it is, baby. We chilling right here on Brown Sugar Radio. Keep it locked. You know I need a girl. Come on, man. Here's something for him.
Baby, please believe me when I tell you that I need a girl. So come on, pretty lady, won't you holler back? I need a girl.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
This is Gal Lil Chatter for sure. I'm here kicking it with my girl, Brown Sugar. You know it is what it is, the real home girl. You know?
What's cracking? It's the Smoke E. Diglera, and I'm chilling with my girl Brown Sugar on the livest show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio.
You're listening to Brown Sugar Radio, Brown Sugar Radio, Brown Sugar Radio.
All right, so that's what it is as we continue part two on the live show on the internet, Brown Sugar Radio, on have you been a victim of racial profiling? And Ms. Red, before I let you continue, because your story is just so heartbreaking to me, you know, it's unbelievable what some of these officers get away with. But I wanted to share a story that actually was close to my heart, and this is with an individual of mine that's a very good friend of mine. This individual was actually riding his bike home from work because of the fact that his vehicle, you know, he's having some issues with it and can't get it up and running, so he decided to start riding his bike, okay? Well, he was riding his bike home from work, and it was in the dark, and can you believe that a police officer had the audacity to pull him over and give him a ticket for riding the bicycle in the dark? Because the bike didn't have a headlight on it, gave him a ticket for $195. What is really going on? What is this world coming to? It don't make no daggone sense.
Exactly. He could have gave him a warning, you know, about, you know, the bike, you know, or, you know, you need to get that, you know, taken care of. Because what it actually is a fix-it ticket, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a warning this time, you know, but you need to get that fixed. You know, because if I see you riding down the street again and you don't have a light on your bike, you know, it's dangerous to be riding in the dark like that in a car, you know.
Right. Well, the thing about it, Ms. Red, is that this individual didn't even know that he couldn't ride the bike in the dark. Okay, so I could see if this person was aware of it or if the officer got his license and seen he was a repeated felon and constantly in trouble. Okay, then I can maybe understand that. All right, but it don't make no daggone sense. Listeners, what y'all think about this in the chat room? I want to shout out the listeners real quick, Miss Red. The chat room is filling up. We got a caller on the line. I'm going to grab you there. I seen you at Dawn 90. Real quick, though, I want to shout out all the loyal listeners. We have Beautiful Butterfly. Blessed Angel Eyes, Hey Girl, Brown Freckles, General, is it Demetrio Moscow? And then we have Gerald Runnels Show, Guest 5475, Guest 5525, Lucky Goldfish, 64, and is it Theo Vision? Welcome all to Brown Sugar Radio. And I want to shout out also all my little Facebook listeners. I can't see you online in the chat box, all right? But I see your numbers coming through for Facebook, so I'm going to go ahead and grab this caller here that is on the air, and we want to get your opinion here. Okay. All right, we have Dawn 90. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight. What is your perception?
I just left the KKK for.
Hello? Dawn 90? Okay, I guess they're calling in to play games tonight. So, you know, it's so sad we got childish people like that. Let's keep it moving. We ain't even going to entertain ignorant people like that. All right, go ahead. So, Ms. Red, let's finish up with your story in regards to, you know, what's been going on and how do you feel, you know, with now you have your son-in-law locked up for a false pretense, something he didn't even do, you know, and the strain that is putting on your family now, you know. Now what is the next step for you and your family?
Well, you know, Brown Sugar, the thing is that now, you know, the enemy did not stop anything. He might have delayed what they were going to do that day, you know, because they were actually moving into their own place that day, you know.
Yeah.
And the enemy just trying to, you know, cause a delay, you know, he's trying to cause a delay. But, you know, everything is good. The move still took place. And, like, you know, he was able to tell his family, you know, to continue to go and take care of business, and don't worry about him. He's going to be all right, you know.
That's right.
My thing is about the whole situation is this, you know, because if someone can speak up a lie up on you, on your life, that it can cause great trauma to you, your loved ones, and everybody around you, your friends, you know, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brother, and so forth. Because
right.
Not only did it affect him, but it affects,
mm-hmm.
you know, his family.
That's,
you know,
awful.
And that's awful.
And real quick, I want to share the listeners. We have a lot of brand-new listeners that are coming through. I do see another caller on the line. If you're calling, I'm going to tell y'all this right now. I see your phone number on the switchboard. If you're going to call and play games, don't make me put you on blast, because you will get dissed on Brown Sugar Radio. All right? This is for the mature, grown, and sexy crowd, not the kids calling, playing on my phone. So I see your number on the switchboard. Don't make me put you on blast, okay? I'm really sick and tired of these kids calling in and playing on my switchboard. But for all the listeners, real quick, I want to fill you in on what happened with Miss Red and her family. Her son-in-law and her daughter were actually driving to go get their new apartment, all right? And they have a brand new baby in the vehicle. The baby was only 1 month old. And someone cut him off. Her son-in-law got upset because they have a brand new baby in the vehicle. And what ended up happening was that her son-in-law, you know, had got upset and maybe said some words to this individual. And that person lied and said that he pulled a gun. Wrote down her license plate number because they were using her vehicle. And what ended up happening was at that time, when they, went to the liquor store, the cops tracked and found the vehicle and found the license plate number. And it was 10 of them, you said, right, Ms. Red?
Yes,
10 of them. Nine of them were white, one was black, all right? All pulled guns on this young man, okay? Because of the fact it was hearsay that he pulled a gun on this driver, and they, questioned him and her daughter, was the gun? They did not find the gun, and do you know that they still took this young man to jail, impounded her vehicle, and they were questioning him outside back and forth so long for over 30 minutes that a one-month-old baby was in the heat, and y'all know Vegas gets hot, all right? Boiling for 30 minutes. What are your thoughts on that? Certainly, you can call in at 646-716-8697. I see that caller hung up, so it must have been somebody acting silly on the phone line. Good. Don't call in my show with no bull, all right? Because y'all know Brown Sugar don't play that. Serious callers who are grown and have mature thoughts, call in 646-716-8697 and let us know what are your thoughts on this controversial topic. Also, too, if you want to get into the heartbreaking scenario also with Oscar Grant that was murdered, the 22-year-old that was shot in Oakland, and the cop said that he accidentally pulled out his real gun instead of the taser gun. What are your thoughts? I mean, what is this world coming to? It's ridiculous. It is utterly ridiculous.
You know, I would like to also they also said that the vehicle didn't have any insurance, and that the insurance is kept in the glove compartment at all times. And they said that he didn't have any insurance, so he was driving without any insurance and without a license.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that was a reason for them to say that they were going to take him in, that they were going to arrest him. So even though they stopped him because somebody said that he had pulled a gun on them, once they stopped you, they have a primary reason for pulling you over, okay? So once they pulled him over, when they searched the car and they searched him, they didn't find any gun. So now, by this time, they done ran his name, and they done ran his license, his driver's license, and now they searching the car or whatever. But not at one time did they ever ask him, where is the insurance?
That's awful.
They assumed that there was no insurance, and they gave him the charge of no insurance and no license. So he went to court. While he was being held, because you go to court, when you're in the holding tank within, 24 hours. So he went to court and the judge dropped those charges. You understand?
Wow.
And said that he had to attend driver's school to get it taken off of his record, off his driver's record. And just bring in the proof of insurance. But the judge also said that we have probable cause for holding you. Now, listen to what I want to say. Because this young man had a charge on him when he was 17 years old, he had got arrested for having a gun. So, at 17 years old, and he's 30 years old now, all right, they're holding that against him. That's why I say all you young men out here, all you black, beautiful young men and young women,
yes.
The things that you do in your life when you're not an adult and you get caught up in some kind of illegal, transaction or illegal, some kind of illegal problem, whatever the case may be. Drugs, whether it be robbing, whatever it may be. That thing, once it gets on your record, even though they tell you your records are sealed after you turn 18 years old, your records are not sealed until you are 21.
Are you serious?
Serious.
We have another caller here, Ms. Red. I want to grab this call. Caller, please let me know if you're calling in to listen or if you're calling in for a comment in regards to racial profiling. Is it Arthur Barak? You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Hello?
I'd like to just say that we're all the children.
Hello? I lost you there. Okay, we have a caller, 666. You're on the air of Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
I want to lick.
I don't even like the way that area code sound look. That sound like the devil. That's why I hung up. 666, call from another number. I can't let you talk to me with that area code. That's all evil. Call back from another phone. I don't have nothing with the 666. Boy, that's the 666, okay? The mark of the beast.
Yeah.
I can't fool with that one. Y'all got to call back on from another line. I'm sorry. Okay, we have another caller here. Is it Listen Leskin? All righty.
Hello.
Leskin, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio.
Hello, I was just wondering, is it racial profiling to call someone a nigger? Because if so, you're a nigger.
Oh, gosh, these people are so silly. Childish. Okay, we're going to move right on along here. You know, I think people are, like, so crazy. Oh, look, in the chat room, they're getting mad at all these people calling in acting silly. That's funny.
I would like to address that comment that caller just said. Not once did he hear anyone use the word nigger.
Mm-hmm.
So with your ignorance and your stupidity, you are the only nigger that called this radio.
You better get him, Miss Red. That's right. That's right. Woo! You better tell him. You know, it's been somebody calling all of the black shows. I'm going to put it out there since we have a lot of black hosts checking out Brown Sugar Radio. And I know on All Girls Talk, and it's been several other hosts that have actually experienced, it's some kids playing on the phone, and they call all of the top-rated shows because we're featured. So we're you know, bam, right there in your face on the homepage. And what they're doing is they're calling all the black shows, calling the women niggas, calling the men niggas, being childish. And what it is, they're bored, don't have nothing better to do with their time, and they're out of school. And it's childish. So we do have some more callers here on the line. Hopefully these are some quality calls now. Arthur Baroque, I'm not picking you up again. Quit calling my phone. As a matter of fact, let me take down your host ID, and I'm going to report you to Blog Talk since you want to act childish on my phone. Alrighty. I wrote down your name, and I see your host ID. Oh, you hung up real quick, huh? See, these are the cowards. They're calling in through their switchboard, so I can't actually see their numbers. But if you're a real person, you'll call in. If you're not going to be a coward, you're going to call with your number unblocked, all right? And we can call you back live on Brown Sugar Radio. 216, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling?
This is Mr. Chris. How's it going?
Mr. Chris, what's going on? You hear all this drama going on Brown Sugar?
Yeah, I was just listening to the show. You know, I was like, damn. You know, I want these crank callers to call me on my show.
Okay.
Please, I'm on my hands and knees and begging you. I'm itching. Me and my boys, oh, we love it. Please,
okay.
By all means, come over.
The thing is, they're cowards. They hang up. See, they can dish it out, Chris, but they can't take it, you see. So what they do, they call, they make their little coward remark, and then they hang up so that they don't hear what we're saying, all right? Because trust me. Oh, wait, here. Okay, he's calling back. You know what? I ain't going to waste my show on him. I was going to let him call back in.
See, here's the thing that I realized: idiots need love too, but you have to give them attention in a very special way.
Yeah.
If they want to be there, allow them to be it. Don't hold them back. Don't let them get you out your stilo. Let them have a little fun, okay?
Yeah.
And then you get their phone. And what I do is I write down their phone numbers, okay? And then, all right, what I'll do is who knows? I might give them to some pimps.
Well,
that
Chris, they're in the chat room listening to you, and because I called them a coward, they said that they're not a coward. Well, if you're not a coward, it's,
you a coward, and your mama, you a coward, and your father wears thongs. Okay, now that's
you
are a coward and everything of that.
That's right.
You know? It's ridiculous. You know, I'm going
to
do a show.
To their level. You know, we want to keep it,
right.
We want to keep it as intelligent as we are, okay? So, you know, I wouldn't even address the ignorance of an ignorant person because, you know, like I told him, you're the only one who called this show and used the word nigger. Not one
That's right.
hear that word mentioned. Okay, so
that's
that
right.
Makes you a nigger, because a nigger is an ignorant person. And that
yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. We do have another caller here calling from the 212 area code. 212.
I want to lick your asshole, baby, and Ailey sister.
Okay, 212-344-9550. Write this number down. All
there
right.
You go.
This is in the chat room. 212.
That's what I'm talking about.
Three, yeah, 212. Dang, I'm going to put you on blast calling the show. We'll take care of you after the show. 212-344-9550. All right, so we'll deal with you later. They're acting silly in the chat room now. And, yeah, let Chris put a number in the chat room. That's how you do silly people like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
That's ignorant.
I know how to handle this. I know how to handle it. See, that's all.
That's right.
That's all you got to do.
That's right.
That's all you got to do. Like, you ladies got a great show. Checking it out. I just want to show you some love and all that
good
stuff.
Doesn't
that
pay? Is that Skype account? You can just reset your number.
What the hell was that?
Excuse you, he's still there.
Yeah, he's there acting silly. Yeah, he's there. You can listen and be childish if you want to. He's still there. And, you know, that's the sad part about people like that. But we're not going to waste any more time on ignorant people like that, definitely. So one thing I want to say is that, you know, I truly believe that it starts one person at a time. It starts one step at a time. And we just have to truly know that, you know, when you're the bigger person, and if we make more people and show people the way that we're supposed to be, that's what matters, you know.
You know,
not people.
Sugar, we need to pray for those. You know, we need to pray for them, too, okay, because, you know, we are supposed to show love, and love is supposed to be, you know, the root of life. It doesn't matter what skin color you are or who you are in this world. God made and created a rainbow of people. And, you know, it's a shame that we have this type of ignorance in the world. But all things, I love you, brother. I love you. I love you in spite of your ignorance. I love you because you are a human.
Well, you, ma'am, you are a good one because I ain't praying. I'm not doing it. You know what? Us black folks have always been told to always look the other cheek, while we've been the race that's been oppressed and suppressed.
Martin Luther King said, "Embrace their ignorance, embrace them, and show them love." Okay, and that's what we have to learn to do. Even though they may hate us, they may show us, you know, their ignorance, you still have to love your enemy in spite of. So I love them. And I love that they show me that they're ignorant. I love that because it gives me the power to pray for them. They're the ones who
that's
need
right.
it. They're the ones who need it. They're the ones who need help. They're the ones who needs to be brought to the light. You understand what I'm saying? So it doesn't hurt me that they make comments like that. It doesn't even bother me. I know that they are lost. You understand me? And I am a sister because I am a sister to them, just like I am a sister to you. And I will love them in spite of, and I will pray for my brother. I will pray for my sister. I don't care who it is, because I am not looking at your color. I'm not looking at your skin. I'm looking at your spirit. You understand? And that's what this thing is all about. It's about your spirit. And when you got mean and hateful spirits that is in this world, then you are supposed to pray for them. And that's what I put out there. I put out love. I don't like the negative environment. I don't like the negative vibes, the negative energy. My energy is positive. And if I can put more positive energy out there, then I will do that. I am charged to do that. I am supposed to do that.
Well, you know, and this is the thing, that's a maturity step, too. Not everyone's at that level, Miss Rand, you know, and I truly agree with you. Like, as far as me, I let the sweat roll off my back, you know, and I say it all the time, no one can ruin your day without your permission. And so I don't allow, you know, people that have small minds and people that may have racism or may say things, they try to hurt you, but you know what? They can't hurt you unless you allow them to. You feel me? Okay, so happiness is a choice, and it's unfortunate that we have ignorant people like that. But once again, Chris, you keep shouting out the numbers, 212-344-9550. Go ahead, and y'all can call code 9, or what was his name, Lucky Goldfish? Y'all crazy. So I blast y'all. I'll put your number on blast because my fans will get you, okay? I don't have to get you. All my Brown Sugar Radio fans, they was going off in the chat room, Miss Red. I don't know if you can see it or not, but they were furious. Okay, I had about 20 of them in there going at it like, get out of here. And you're so childish, you know. Grow up.
Wow, grow up. That's right.
Yeah. Okay, that was hot. I even had one of my listeners in the chat room said I need to ban them from the chat room. But all they do is change their name and come back in with another name.
Yeah, I sent you that email that website that you requested.
Do you have it on hand so we can shout it out on air?
I sure do. Let me give you this website right quick, and I wanted you to talk a little bit about that. I think that you addressed that particular those particular incidents that happened in New York also, and not just only that, but there were a couple of incidents that happened here in Las Vegas with a young man that had just recently got married to his wife. And they just had their wedding, and the day of their reception after their wedding, the young man was shot and killed by the police because they said that they thought that he had a gun. Okay, shot and killed in front of his new bride.
Awful, awful.
Very awful. You know, and this is the type of mentality that we have to deal with the police, because they automatically see us as a threat, you know, especially,
that's awful.
You know, a strong, you know, black man, because he is like how you have these callers calling in right now, you know, our voice is a threat, us being heard is a threat, you know, and anything that we have is a threat, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they're going to try to keep their foot on a black man's neck to keep him down, okay? So that's their way of trying to tear a black man down, okay?
Not
only a black man, but a black female also, because not only did they kill that young lady's husband, but they also tried to destroy her. You understand? So I understand all this. I'm saying all this, okay, and I hope you listeners are out there hearing me, because I want you to know that we ain't got nothing to hide. And
I know that's right.
Our voices are going to be heard, whether you like it or not. So,
okay,
if you don't like
for real.
It, then you get off the air. You don't have to listen to it. Okay?
That's it.
I'm going to go to this website, and I'm going to give you this website.
Okay.
What it is. Right now, I'm still trying to pull it up. Oh my God! I thought I just sent it to you not too long ago. Here it is. I got you. All right. It's www.bvblackspin.com.
Okay.
Once again, it's www.b as in boy, v as in Valentine, blackspin.com.
All righty. And that's for the, was it a racial profiling site where they can go and protest, or what is it?
This is the incident that, two incidents, not just two, but a few incidents that happened in New York, where, you know, the young, I'm pulling it up now on my computer, it's taking a long time, and the court rules in the New York Police Department's favor. But the attorney, their lawyers that they had got, what they did was they asked for the court, the arrest records of the young men, they asked for the records of the shooting. And right, and they found out that there were so many shootings within this length of time, a certain period length of time, with black men. And it's, and what had happened is the court said that they turned over racial data on the police shootings. Okay, this was June 27, 2010. All right, now this young man here, he has his baby in his arms with him, and he's it says here, in a victory for civil liberation and human rights organization, a New York State appeals court ruled that police must turn over years of data that identifies the race victims of police shootings. All right, you go down further. The findings could help determine whether police have a habit of shooting minority suspects at a disproportionately high rate. This when the New York Civil Liberties Union requested, the information after the young man, Sean Bell, was shot to death in 2006. On the morning of his bachelor party, Bell killed, and two of his friends were severely wounded when the New York Police Department officers shot at the group more than 50 times.
That is terrible. Now, was that even necessary?
What kind of crime are you doing? And it is your you're having a celebration of your wedding. Does that sound like anybody that would be out there?
That's crazy.
You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you go down further, there's another incident with a young man that was shot and killed by the police also in New York, where the shooting drew angry protests, where protesters asking whether police shot blacks and Latinos at higher rates than white suspects who appear to receive verbal warning or simply arrested without gunplay. Okay. Three of the five police detectives involved in the Bell shooting went to trial but were not found guilty. Because the same thing with this young man's family here in Nevada, they went to trial on the situation, and those police officers were suspended, but they got they still had their jobs, but they were not convicted. They were not found guilty. Okay, because they're saying that they had a reason, because they thought that the young man had a gun on him. Okay,
that's ridiculous.
The same exact thing is happening all over. Okay, but because we're speaking out and we're letting our voices be heard. You know, we letting that freedom bell ring. You know, let it ring, let it ring, let it ring. Everybody around the nation, hear this voice today, okay, that we are sick and tired of being racial profiled by our so-called police in our community that is supposed to help and protect and serve, not shoot us and kill us and destroy us, okay, in our own community. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm letting my doorbell ring, and I want you to hear my voice.
That's right.
Okay, so anybody out there that have any comments or have anything to say, you know, let yourself be heard. Let your bell ring, and let it ring loud and let it ring clear. So, that's what I'm asking for, anybody's opinion or they thought about this situation, about these families that have been destroyed, you know, because of racial profiling. You know,
that's
let
awful.
It be any
I hear
other
you.
Race. Let it be any other race, and that something like that happened to them, they would have the same hurt and the same pain that those families feel. I just thank God that my son-in-law was not shot to death right there.
Okay.
And, you know, on the spot. You understand?
For real. For some silliness. Yes.
Over something that somebody accused him of doing and he did not do. Falsely accusing him. Okay? And they go off of what somebody call in and say, because, okay, I can call and say, okay, I was driving down the street and I seen this man with a shot. What if I do that to white people? What if I do that to, for, you know, the Asians? What if I did that to the Mexicans? Just call, just take a license plate number down and just call 911. This person I seen with a gun. You understand what I'm saying? How many people you think would be going to jail or prison because somebody falsely accused them?
Yeah, that's it.
What I'm talking about.
That's right. That's
right. I can stoop down to that mentality, you know, and let my vengeance, you know, let vengeance, you know, set in my spirit, you know what I'm saying, or wanna get revenge back, you know what I'm, you know, get revenge back on somebody, you know, just take down somebody's license plate and then call it in and say, this person got a gun. I saw this person with a gun. Oh, my God, they about to get ready to shoot somebody. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you exactly.
It don't make no sense.
None at all.
That's how easy it was for them to arrest my son-in-law. Do you understand?
Awful. I know. I know it.
That's what I'm talking about.
It was too easy for him.
It was too easy for him. Exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is we got to protect ourselves. We got to look out for one another, okay? Because now they got these false accusation charges against this man to hold him in prison.
That's crazy.
You understand?
It's ridiculous.
That's just like they should have just planted the gun on him or somewhere in the car. If they're going to say he had marijuana, that's a drug charge.
Yep. That's right. And that's something you can't shake easily. You know what I'm saying? That's something you cannot shake easily. When you get a drug charge, it's going to be hard for him to find employment. You know, it'll be hard, you know what I'm saying, for various times, even renting a home, even his application. He might have even jeopardized now his occupancy. You know, he may not be able to rent a home now because they're doing criminal checks, background checks, and all that to rent a home, okay?
So you may be trying to sell drugs out of your home.
You see what I mean? You see exactly what I mean.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. Because you said that, I'm going to say this. They even asked them where were they on their way to. My daughter said she told them, we're moving. Don't you see all the stuff in the car?
I would have been like, why is that important to you? Why is that important to them? That's crazy.
I got something else to say. They identified the baby. They wanted to know what was the baby's name. Because
give me a break.
Yes, they did. So now listen to this. Now they got his son's name in the system. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're trying to say, now they're questioning my daughter and asking her, whose baby is this? What is his name? So they go and they check, I guess, you know, the missing kids or whatever. So
what?
They're doing too much.
So they think the baby's stolen.
Listen,
girl,
now listen,
my blood pressure about the ball. My blood pressure.
Listen, you got to listen to how the enemy is working here because it's a chain reaction. You understand what I'm saying? So now, as his son grows up, if they stop him for a jaywalking ticket and ask him what his name is, from the time he was 1 month old, they got him in the system, and he may be 14 years old when that happens. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
His name automatically now is in their system.
So
he's already labeled. You understand? That's what I'm trying to say here. So
I hear you.
I'm saying this is how it's affecting. It's affecting the families. It's affecting our children. It's affecting us as a unity. You understand what I'm saying? Because
that's right. That's right. You absolutely right. Well, Miss Brand, we could certainly go on and on about this. This situation has me so upset, you know. And it's an issue. You're right. We do have to pray about it. It's bigger than just one person, you know. As a community, we have to stand together. And the only way we're going to do that is letting our voices be heard. I want to say thank you so much for coming on tonight and sharing, you know, such a tragedy that took place in your life. But I do want you to know that no matter what happens in your life, you know, we can overcome anything. With God, all things are possible. And, you know, no matter what they try to do to you to take your joy, you feel me? This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. So you stay encouraged. And you tell your son-in-law while he's locked up right now to stay encouraged, all right? And it's going to be a brighter day, and God is just using him as a testimony. He'll wipe that slate clean. Girl, there ain't nothing shown on that record because he's seen the heart and the intent of the officers.
Right.
You know? So it's all good. And certainly all my listeners in the chat room, they're making comments stating that they're praying for your son-in-law. And thank you so much, all the listeners coming in. They got my back. Look, they on radar now. They protecting us. They upset about those silly old callers. They still talking about it in the chat room. But you know what? Like I said, that's one thing. No one's going to take the joy that I have. And we just got to hold our heads strong. And we have to be the bigger person. Don't stoop to their level, all right? We have to always make sure that we are doing what we're called to do, okay? And one thing, whatever you are willing to put up with is exactly what you will have, okay? The others can stop you temporarily, but only you can do it permanently, all right? So we have to remember that as black people or whatever other race that you're going through. And if you have, because I do have a diverse audience with Brown Sugar Radio, and I want to let you know that if you're going through racial profiling, whatever nationality you are, okay, we're speaking on being black because that's what we have personally experienced, but it's not fair no matter what race you are, you know, whether you're Latino or if you're Asian or whatever is the case. But I just want you to know, hold your head high and continue to smile and know that, hey, with God, all things are possible, and nobody can certainly hold you back from achieving your goals in life. Don't you ever let no one stop you or call you something out of your name that you, let me tell you something, it's not what you called, it's what you answer to. Ain't that right, Ms. Red?
That's right.
Okay. We're going to get to preaching on here, so I'm going to go ahead and end the segment. We're actually running a few minutes behind, but I felt that what she had to say was so powerful and so influential, it needed to be heard. And I just want to say that I'm so grateful for you sharing your story. And I want to follow up. Let's maybe in 6 months, let's see how things have turned around, you know, and we're going to continue praying for your daughter and her family and her newborn baby. And God obviously sees, you know, the enemy obviously sees that baby, honey, that baby is anointed and has a special blessing or something's going on because he's after this family, okay?
And I would like to say this, if anybody wants to email me, my email address is bbmystress@yahoo.com.
All
and
right, now.
My name is
Miss
Red.
Okay. All right, so that's what's up. All right, y'all take down her email address. Certainly take down that link that she gave out earlier. And, you know, we're going to do this one day at a time, one person at a time. We're going to change the world. So we're going to go ahead and close for tonight. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Y'all make it a great night. Be blessed.
Good night.